1 Kings chapter 18. And it came to pass after many days that the word of Jehovah came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, show thyself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the face of the earth. And Elijah went to show himself to Ahab, and the famine was severe in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, who was the steward of his house. Now Obadiah feared Jehovah greatly, and it was so, when Jezebel cut off the prophets of Jehovah, that Obadiah took 100 prophets, and hid them by 50 in a cave, and maintained them with bread and water. And Ahab said to Obadiah, Go through the land, to all the fountains of water, and to all the torrents. Perhaps we may find grass to save the horses and the mules alive, so that we may not have to destroy some of our beasts. And they divided the land between them to pass through it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was on the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, and fell on his face, and said, Is it indeed thou, my lord Elijah? And he said to him, I am he. Go, say to thy lord, Behold Elijah. And he said, What have I sinned that thou givest thy servant into the hand of Ahab to put me to death? As Jehovah thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom whither my Lord has not sent to seek thee. And when they said, He is not here, he took an oath of the kingdom or nation that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, Go, say to thy Lord, Behold Elijah? And it shall come to pass when I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of Jehovah shall carry thee whither I know not. And when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he will kill me. And I, thy servant, fear Jehovah from my youth. Was it not told my lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of Jehovah, how I hid 100 men of Jehovah's prophets by 50 in a cave, and maintained them with bread and water? And now thou sayest, Go, say to thy lord, Behold Elijah, and he will kill me. And Elijah said, As Jehovah of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will certainly show myself to him today. Then Obadiah went to meet Ahab, and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said to him, Is it thou the troubler of Israel? And he said, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of Jehovah, and thou hast followed the Baals. And now send, gather to me all Israel to Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of Asherah 400, who eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent to all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. Then Elijah drew near to all the people, and said, How long do ye halt between two opinions? If Jehovah be God, follow him, and if Baal, follow him. And the people answered him not a word. And Elijah said to the people, I, only I, remain a prophet of Jehovah, and Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us 2 bullocks, and let them choose 1 bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and put it on the wood, and put no fire. And I will sacrifice the other bullock, and put it on the wood, and put no fire. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of Jehovah. And the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, The word is good. And Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, Choose 1 bullock for yourselves, and sacrifice it first, for ye are the many, and call on the name of your God, but put no fire. And they took the bullock which had been given them, and sacrificed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, O Baal, answer us! But there was no voice, and none answered. And they leaped about the altar that had been made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, Cry aloud, for he is a god, for he is meditating, or gone aside, or he is on a journey. Perhaps he sleeps and will awake. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with swords and spears till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was past that they prophesied until the time of the offering up of the oblation. But there was neither voice, nor any that answered, nor any attention. Then Elijah said to all the people, Draw near to me. And all the people drew near to him. And he repaired the altar of Jehovah, which was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of Jehovah came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of Jehovah, and made a trench round about the altar of the capacity of 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid it on the wood. And he said, Fill 4 pitchers with water, and pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood. And he said, Do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, Do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering up of the oblation that Elijah the prophet drew near and said, Jehovah, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things by thy word. Answer me, Jehovah, answer me, that this people may know that thou, Jehovah, art God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. And the fire of Jehovah fell, and consumed the burnt offering, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And all the people saw it, and they fell on their faces, and said, Jehovah, he is God! Jehovah, he is God! And Elijah said to them, Seize the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the torrent of Kishon, and slaughtered them there. And Elijah said to Ahab, Go up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. And Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he bowed down on the earth, and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, Go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked, and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, Behold, there is a cloud, small as a man's hand, arising out of the sea. And he said, Go up, say to Ahab, Harness and go down, that the pour of rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heavens became black with clouds and wind, and there was a great pour of rain. And Ahab got on the chariot and went to Jezreel. And the hand of Jehovah was upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel.